What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Outside the Litter Box. So I feel like with this class that I've been taking for about 2 weeks now, my health and wellness class, I feel like I literally just picked this class to use for content for my podcast, because second week of classes was great, as usually is, because we talked about another eye-opening topic, which is how spirituality actually boosts self-esteem. First off, I love that we're talking about this in this day and age today. And two, I couldn't agree more. Spirituality has done wonders in my life. It has changed my entire life on a 360. And I am not the same person that I was when I was a teenager or a preteen or a child. Yes, there's that evolution process of how each and every one of us, spiritual or not, you know, there is the inevitable fact that all of us change and evolve every year or something like that, just like an inevitable evolution I'm aware of. But in terms of this topic for the podcast, I can really testify and really second the fact that spirituality is so powerful and so beneficial to have in your life. And for those of you who think that I'm preaching about Jesus or I'm preaching about a certain religion, you know, with rules and restrictions and limitations, no, I am not preaching about religion. Because I don't know if y'all know the difference, but religion and spirituality are completely separate things in life. I mean, are they friends? Sure, they're similar, they're related to each other, but they are not the same thing. And I mean, like, you know, if you're religious and you insert spirituality into your religion, then that's probably the best possible way to be religious, because then it's not just rules and limitations and restrictions. It's now more of like a relationship with God, and how you talk to a higher power every single day of your life, you know, then that's when your experience with religion is more elevated, and that's when religion becomes, you know, the non-traditional type that not everybody knows, but is actually quite enjoyable to experience. What I'm, I guess, quote-unquote, preaching about is the concept, I mean, spirituality itself, but, like, spirituality itself is a concept throughout life that helps you to, in my opinion, live your very best life that you could ever live. And again, it has nothing to do with God, because you can be spiritual and be Muslim. You can be spiritual and be a Baptist. You can be spiritual and, you know, just be a different religion, right? But spirituality itself has the power to make your life better than it was, no matter what religion you are, or in this case, even if you don't follow any religion, because spirituality is a concept within itself. But anyway, going back to my point here, that I learned from my nurse teacher, she stated in her PowerPoint presentations that spirituality boosts self-esteem, and I can 1000% attest to that. So before I had my own little spiritual awakening, when I was 18, my life was empty. It felt like a void because I felt it was very two-dimensional, meaning like I couldn't get out. I felt caged. You know, I felt trapped. I couldn't get out of a page of a book. I wanted to feel free and I didn't. I wanted to feel accepted and I didn't. And I wanted to feel loved and I didn't. So when I say two-dimensional as well, I just remember living my life through how other people saw me. I was that person who literally, well, it felt like I was literally like waiting for you in the wings to tell me that I was likable, to tell me that I was funny, that I was a good friend, or that I was a nice person. And then obviously with that type of approach to life, just waiting for somebody else to define you, you know, you can kind of like foresee how things would go down if people told me that they didn't like me, or that I was annoying, or that I was immature, or just anything that any of us don't necessarily want to hear about ourselves, right? So obviously when those moments went down, it felt more awkward, and I personally felt more down than I should have been. But yeah, anyway, that's how I lived my life. I lived it for other people, and because I didn't know who the hell that I was. So my past life, where I, you know, nothing in who I was ever special or stood out or anything, you know, good. My past life felt, I mean, to tell you, it was really boring. I mean, when I wasn't like angry or when I wasn't sad and it was just kind of like a bleh day, my past life was really boring and I hated it. So when I found my way towards spirituality or a spiritual awakening, it shook my core, let's just say that. It turned my whole life upside down, because one, I think the first stage that I had to go through was really like admitting all my insecurities and all my fears and all my doubts, just the most uncomfortable things I don't think anybody would ever volunteer to do on a daily basis. So basically, yeah, all I'm trying to say is I cried it out. Like the first step of my spirituality is like really cried it out. But towards the second and third step, it I started to feel the beauty of it, and the peace and the fragility. When I say fragility, which in base word is fragile, I don't really mean it in a negative context either. I mean fragility in a honorable context, because spirituality taught me that I personally am, you know, I'm going to be truthful here. I personally am a sensitive person. And no, it's not just because I'm a chick, because there are some chicks there who are badass and who are very strong. So shout out to y'alls. And it's not just because, you know, of my heritage either, because there's always been this talk that Asians are more submissive and soft and blah, 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 blah. Because I swear to you, there are some Asians, again, you know, the same thing I'm gonna say of what I said about other girls. There are some Asians there who kick ass and are badass and are tough as nails. But yeah, spirituality taught me to not be ashamed of my sensitive side, and to honor it, because as the world sees sensitivity as a bad thing, spirituality sees it as a strength. And that's exactly what I mean by, you know, fragility. Like, the way that I define it, the way that I effortlessly included it in this podcast, because if you are fragile, aka sensitive person, it's not really anything to be ashamed about, because there are little pieces or trinkles of sensitivity that is very honorable to have in life, because it means, you know, that you feel and you care. Actually, that's the biggest part of sensitivity right there, that I think makes sensitive people have a lot of power, and that's because they care. 'Cause I'm sure, you know, you listening have ran into some people who truly don't care about anything in this world, in a very, very negative context way. So obviously, if you meet somebody who cares, it's a freaking beautiful thing. But yeah, the spirituality, not only added more fun into my life, but it added more meaning. I'm sure this one is a bit more cliche to say about spirituality, but it really added more meaning to my life, because it forced me to take a deeper look into myself and really, like, turn every single one of my weaknesses into a strength. I'm still working on it, just because it's a very difficult thing to do, but it's a very humbling and nurturous, I don't even know if that's a word, nurturing experience to turn your weaknesses into a strength. So basically, with all of these aspects that spirituality has, like, done in my life, you know, it's given my life purpose, it's made my life more fun to live, it's made my life have hope and understanding and a lot of love that I give to myself, and just all the fluffy, lovey-dovey emotions that we all long for, from another person, that is what spirituality gives. And when my nurse teacher stated that in her class yesterday. I don't know, like, if you were there literally, like, standing beside me while I was doing my class, you would have seen me, like, going, like, yes, girl, like, frick, yes, because I couldn't agree more, right? Like, it's basically, spirituality is basically surrounding yourself with thoughts and emotions and affirmations and quotes, and beliefs. Like, you're just surrounding yourself with things that tell you how amazing you are and how much you deserve every blessing that has your name on it from the universe. And you know, you're also surrounding yourself with so much unconditional love, from spiritual teachings, the concept itself, especially when you make a mistake in life, because as long as, you know, you're here, you're gonna make mistakes no matter what. Even if you learn from the last one, you're gonna make another one, right? So spirituality is sort of like the safety net, with really fluffy fur on it. Because when you make a mistake and it makes you so ashamed of yourself and so embarrassed and very discouraged, spirituality has a way of hugging you so tight to the point where you, I don't know, it kind of heals you through that mistake, and it kind of like hugs you with wisdom and love. And it really makes you see that at the end of the day, you're a human being. And then at the end of the day, there are also multiple human beings around you. And then at the end of the day, human beings are susceptible to inevitable human error. So obviously, if you surround yourself with that type of energy every single day because you're spiritual, your self-esteem will start to skyrocket to the top. You make a mistake, you feel discouraged, you feel ashamed, spirituality comes in, says it's gonna be okay, you know, There's a higher power that still loves you and still sees that you're worthy. I mean, you hear that, you still think you're going to be ashamed? You still think you're going to be discouraged? No. Like, you're loved. You're worthy. You're forgiven. Like, it's okay. Mistakes happen, right? What's another one? You have trouble healing from your past because some really bad things probably happened when you were a kid or a teenager or just even a few years ago, right? Spirituality comes in and says, you know, you were born to be more than what you are. You are more than the mistake that you committed, right? Or just solely the fact that this is actually one of the top spiritual practices actually, that other people's thoughts and opinions are not your business. And basically, there is a lot more power to have when you stay still, you stay calm, and you know, you don't let another person, I was gonna say manipulate. No, it's not manipulate. Like, control your own emotions. But anyway, all I'm saying is spirituality really does make you feel better about yourself, in a very genuine way. And I advise and I hope everybody, learns to do this, because it really is worth it. And it makes you feel like a friggin' rock star, and it's not even like, you don't even have to take a drug to feel that. It's free, and it's not those type of like fake positivity that goes around, where it's just kind of like, I don't know, I'm trying to find a quote right now that's like fake positive, but like, you guys know what I mean, like those quotes that kind of spread fake positivity, where they tell you to be happy again, but they don't necessarily tell you how, and they don't necessarily tell you that to be happy again, that you have to be sad sometimes. And I think that's my favorite part about spirituality and why it boosts self-esteem so much, because it derives from every single one of your scars and your wounds and your fears and your doubts and your insecurities, and just it derives from such real things in your life that exist, good or bad. And spirituality has a way of touching on that and transforming it into something powerful and into something beautiful. And with that type of energy, who the heck can, who the heck's self-esteem can't increase from there, you know? Anyway, gonna close this episode for today. I could talk for hours about spirituality, because I have been practicing spiritual teachings for 8 years now. So I don't think you really want to hear 8 hours of my talking about Buddhism and freaking Rumi, freaking Dalai Lama, and all that. But yeah, I thought I would just keep it short. And yeah, I think that's all I gotta say for now. So yeah, closing this podcast today, I hope all of you listening, take a little peek or try some spiritual teachings, because I bet you $100 that when you finally take a sneak peek onto what spirituality is all about, especially if you pick up a spirituality book and you open it and you see all these beautiful words coming at you, I bet you so much money that you are gonna get addicted to it, because it makes you feel so good about yourself, no matter who you are, no matter what mistakes you've made in the past, and no matter the demons you still need to slay. The spirituality doesn't care about all of that. It only cares about forgiving you, giving you closure, and giving you a peace of mind. So again, thank you for listening to Outside the Litter Box. Like always, I will be recording another episode for y'all's very soon. Will it be tomorrow? I don't know. Nobody knows. It's just gonna be a surprise. So, yeah. Thanks for listening again. Bye!